In April 1863, as Lee's army prepared to swing into Chancellorsville to fight General Joe Hooker's army, Governor Stanford managed to prod the California legislature into donating to the CP millions of dollars in state bonds to be issued at the rate of $10,000 per mile after the completion of specified amounts of track. In return, the railroad agreed to transport, without charge to the state, convicts for prison, inmates for insane institutions, materials for the state agricultural fair, and indeed for all state buildings and state militia. Stanford also got the legislators to authorize Sacramento and Placer counties to vote on the issuing of bonds for the purchase of stock from the railroad, as well as the city of San Francisco. In the event, Sacramento voted for $300,000 and 30 acres of city land for the CP's use. Placer gave $250,000, and San Francisco voted for $600,000. Many were jealous of the CP, and more than a few were determined to wreck it. A typical slander. The whole matter resolves itself simply into this. Leland Stanford and Company have bamboozled the people out of a stupendously magnificent franchise worth hundreds of millions. It is to them, and to them alone, that all the benefits, all the profits inure. To which the editor of the Sacramento Union quite rightly replied, "If it is worth so many millions, why should not the county of Placer become a subscriber, and thus obtain an interest in those millions?" Nevertheless, the sums voted for were not immediately available. They were held up by various court actions. It took more than a year and a half to get San Francisco to pay up.